Nick, I was wondering if you had an update on the status of both Brandon Tate and Tyrone McKenzie.
They're, you know, they're working hard. They're going through the rehab process. You know, I think they're at different stages in terms of where they are with their recovery. So they're working hard, and you know, when they're ready, they'll be out there practicing.
Nick, based on where Tate is it safe to say he has a chance this year? Obviously, McKenzie won't have a chance because he's on that IR list. Still a chance for Tate?
We'll see. You know, we really won't know until he's actually out in the field. I mean, he's working hard with the trainers. I think since he's been here, I think Brandon's been really diligent with his whole workout and his rehab. He's in the meetings all the time, so he's processing information. He's taking in the information along with the rest of the receivers and the rest of the offense. So in addition to what he's doing on the field, there are things that he's doing off the field where he's preparing himself so that when the opportunity does arise, when he's ready to go, and hopefully he can go out there and perform at a level you know, that he's comfortable with and that we're comfortable with.
And Nick, just this week's game, I'm curious what this one is like for you just on the mix between the personal and professional, because I know how close you are personally with Josh McDaniels.
Sure, Mike, no question about it. You know, Josh and I, we've known each other a long time. You know, we've had a great relationship through the years, whether it was going back to college. And then really, he's largely responsible for me being here in New England. You know, if it wasn't for him, I'm not even sure if this opportunity would have come up on this end. So, you know, we'll always be friends, but I think, you know, the most important thing is we're on opposite ends of the spectrum this week, and I'm sure Josh feels the same way. But, I mean, our goal is to go out there and play well against the Broncos. And, you know, I'm a Patriots fan this week. When we're not playing Denver, then I can be part Patriots fan, part Bronco fan on a personal level. So, you know, I'd say that's kind of where we are on that.
And just to follow up on that, Nick, how did he sort of help you get to the Patriots?
Well, he had been hired first in February of 2001, and even since we had left college, we had stayed in contact with one another. I'd been coaching in college as a graduate assistant, so he and I had maintained a dialogue. And he had mentioned it was some point in the spring of 2001 that there could be an opportunity with the organization in the personnel department as a personnel assistant working for Scott. So, you know, I came up and interviewed for the position, and that's kind of how it all unfolded that way. So I think that's kind of how that cord, I mean, that's the tie there as far as it relates to Josh and I and me being here.
Nick,
was there any opportunity for you to go with Josh to Denver, or you guys, you know, knew that you were going to go your separate ways?
I'm thrilled to be where I am in New England. I have a great opportunity. You know, I've been given the chance to work in a number of different areas, so I was, you know, I'm happy to be where I am, and, you know, we still have that relationship, but I'm thrilled to be in New England and doing the things that I'm doing here.
Nick, is there any one quality or more than one qualities that you think will allow Josh or is allowing Josh to be a successful head coach?
Well, I think with any coach, you know, when you go into a new situation, I think the most important thing is you try to be honest with your players and you communicate well. And in the end, you're trying to give the players something that they can use to be successful on a day-to-day basis, and then as it translates over into the game. So I would say that Josh is a great communicator. He's smart. He has a good football mind. And, you know, I think obviously they're 4-0, and they started off this season well, so looks like they're moving in the right direction.
Nick, this is Tim Graham from ESPN.com, and I hope you can humor a couple questions from a Baldwin Wallace grad.
No problem.
I'm assuming that you were a Browns fan, but even if you weren't, what was your impression of Bill Belichick when he was the coach of the Cleveland Browns? He wasn't the most popular guy, as you know.
Yeah, no, I was a Browns fan growing up. And I wouldn't really say that I had formed an impression of Bill. I know that, they went, I think whatever that year was, they went 11-5 and ended up making the playoffs. And then obviously some things happened, whether it was the following year when the organization kind of. So, I mean, I wouldn't be able to comment on anything directly as far as my impression of Bill. I just knew that, the team was successful and they won games and they went to the playoffs. So that's probably about the extent of it from my perspective.
The reason I ask is because he was a young coach at the time, the youngest in the league, and I think that there's a correlation there with what Josh is going through at the Denver Broncos in terms of establishing a credibility and, with the rocky road that Bill had with the tough decisions he had to make with Bernie Kosar, and maybe there's a correlation there with what Josh did with Jay Cutler. If you just see any kind of similarities there as to how Josh is learning the game like Bill had to learn it in Cleveland.
Yeah, I mean, I think it would be hard for me to comment on some of those things. Obviously, there's a lot of things that I don't know what goes on in Denver, and that's between Josh and his players, so it would probably be tough for me to comment on just another situation. I think the most important thing is, like I alluded to a little bit earlier, the young coach. I think the most important thing is you're just trying to put your program in place so that the players, coaches, and the rest of the organization is in a position where they can be successful on a day-to-day basis. And however the individual approaches it, that's their prerogative and that's their decision.
Thanks for the time, Nick.
Sure. Nick, you've had a time of possession advantage in all four games, pretty sizable in your three wins. How important a statistic is that to you, and is this offense really at its peak, at its best, when it's got that advantage?
Well, I think the most important thing offensively, your whole goal is to score points. So however long that takes, however long you have the ball, I think the most important thing is to get the ball in the end zone, whether it's a short drive, whether it's a long drive. So in the end, if you score more points than the other club, that's the most important thing. If you look back the other few weeks ago with the Miami Colts game, Miami, they controlled it, but they ran, I don't know, cover was 80 plays. They ran a significant number of plays, but in the end, the Colts ended up winning the game. So I think in the end, the most important thing is to score more points and to be on the winning side of the ledger at the end of the game.
Nick, obviously the self-scouting process goes on year-round, but now with a quarter of the regular season in the books, can you step back and take a look at where this team is?
Well, I think there's been some things we've done well. There's been some things we've come up a little bit short. I think the most important thing in what we're trying to do offensively is just to establish a consistent level of play on a game-to-game basis and a play-to-play basis. I think some of the shortcomings that we have at times have been self-inflicted. So it's one play here, it's one player here. So I think if you look back through the four games, I think that's the most important thing we're trying to correct is if we could just eliminate some of those minor mistakes and clean up some of the details, then I think we can move forward and feel a little bit better about where we're going.
Nick, when Josh replaced Charlie, he was eventually able to put kind of his own stamp on the offense. I know it's only four games in, but in yourself, do you guys feel like you put your own stamp on the offense, or is it still pretty much what Josh was doing?
There's some things. Obviously, the system's been in place for really going back to 2001 with Charlie. And I think the offense constantly evolves every year. And I think what you have to do is just sort of take a look at your team and take a look at the different pieces of what you have in place and then just figure out on a week-to-week basis. And really, because what we do is we're a very game plan-specific team. So really it comes down to, okay, for this particular game, what do we feel we need to do? What do we feel gives us the best opportunity to win? And whatever that is week to week, then that's what we'll do. But I'd say there's some things that have carried over through the years, and I'd say there's some things that have been altered. But for the most part, I'd say some of the core concepts, have been in place for quite some time now.
Take a final question.
Any thoughts on not seeing Joey Galloway out there on Sunday?
Yeah, we went with four receivers to the game. So that's just, we felt that was the best way for us to play, and Joey's played weeks before. He's been productive. I think Joey's worked hard since he's been here. He's getting more and more familiar with the system. So any player that is here on our team, we feel can help us at any given point in time. So we went with four receivers this particular week, and that was the decision that we made.
All right, thank you, Nick.
Thanks.